Hollywood couldn't have come up with a better plot for a movie. Two idealistic young American journalists fall in love while covering the fast-moving events in Asia in the days before World War II and find themselves in the front lines during the first few months of the conflict. But Mel Jacoby and Annalee Whitmore's story is a real one. It's a story that longtime Ventura County journalist Bill Lasher has wanted to tell for years since learning about Jacoby, who was his grandmother's cousin.
It was always on the back of my mind ever since my early 20s when my grandmother gave me a typewriter that used to belong to Mel. And over the years, we'd talk about Mel and what kind of work he'd done and the adventures he had. And when I really decided to write this book was about the same time as the Arab Spring and the beginning of the civil war in Syria. And so then I realized that there were people that were doing the same that Mel and Annalee did, risking their lives to report on something that really had a lot of impact for the rest of the world.
Lasher's new book, Eve of 100 Midnights, tells the story of the couple's adventures as young journalists who, when the world plunges into conflict, become war correspondents. The story starts when Jacoby's curiosity lands him in China in the mid-1930s.
He was a rather unique war correspondent who first went to China as an exchange student when he was 20 and realized that he fell in love with the country right at a sort of consequential time for it. He happened to be there when China and Japan went to war in 1937 and became fascinated with China and would go back many years as a journalist to really try to depict a country that was going through tremendous change and tremendous suffering in the war.
Jacoby decided it was important to tell China's story to the world, so after a break in the U.S., he returned to Asia freelancing for the Los Angeles Times, Wire Services, and eventually being hired by Time Magazine. A former college classmate at Stanford, Annalee Whitmore, soon entered the picture.
She was the first female managing editor of the Stanford Daily, the student newspaper there. She then became a script writer in Hollywood. She was great at it, but she was so driven to talk about serious things and important things that she wasn't satisfied just writing sort of fluffy movies for Hollywood. She learned about Mel, knew that he was a fellow Stanford student, and the two had drinks together and really hit it off. And that intellectual spark between the two of them really led to their own careers developing and then also a romantic connection.
They got married the week before the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor, so they literally found themselves in the front lines when the U.S. was plunged into the war. They were in the Philippines as the Japanese overran the country. They fled Manila on New Year's Eve 1941, barely making it onto a boat as the Japanese invaded the city.
Because of work they'd done before, they were on a Japanese blacklist. If they had been captured, they would have been executed. So they found a boat, the last boat leaving the city, and jumped on it while all the docks in the city were on fire and went off into the darkness and sort of into an adventure.
There was no safety because the Japanese military forces were everywhere.
They didn't know where they were going. They just sailed into the darkness knowing that the city was going to be taken over, and they thought maybe they would go to Bataan, where the U.S. forces were fighting back, you know, valiantly, but ultimately in a doomed way against the Japanese. They actually ended up on Corregidor, the nearby fortress, and they stayed there for about 6 weeks, covering the U.S. resistance until they realized that those places, too, were going to fall, and they found a blockade runner and left in the middle of the night again and sailed through the islands of the Philippines for the next 2 months, trying to sail by night and hide out by day.
The couple eventually made it to safety in Australia, but fate would separate them forever. Mel Jacoby was at an airfield preparing to go on an inspection tour with the general when they were hit by a plane which crashed on takeoff. Both men died as a result of the accident. Jacoby had experienced more of life than some people in their 70s, but he died at the age of 25. Annalee continued her career as a journalist, becoming one of the foremost experts on China. Lasher worked on the book for years and is happy that Eve of 100 Midnights is complete. You can find out more about the book and see pictures of the couple through a link you'll find on our website, kclu.org. Lance Sirosco, KCLU News.